This is the Cap and Haas Show from CSN Chicago and streaming on WGN Plus.
We're looking to create some magic. That's not him up there. Simon was outstanding. I could recap everything. The soda can was incredible, but the guy seemed to enjoy it. Just trying to lighten things up a little bit. And we're always trying, like I said, to create some magic around here, so why not bring a magician in?
There you go. That's Joe Madden. Played this on a loop last night after the game in the clubhouse.
That's a memorable
over
song.
And over again.
Good for him. That was what the Cubs needed. I mean, they won, so it helped.
They got it done. 1-0. Kyle Hendricks and then Rondon Stroop and Jason Mott.
Take that, Bob Costas. Take that.
Yeah.
Pointing to the sky. Getting it done. Pedro Stroop, way to go. Cubs win a big game in New York. Sox win.
The night Sox win. I stayed up, watched that, and they get it done on a Tyler Flowers home run.
How about the night Chris Sale had? Not only on the mound dominant, made
yeah, he got a hit.
History, but he gets his first major league hit.
How about if I told you at the start of the year, you could bet on one of the two, Chris Sale or John Lester, who gets his first hit.
Yeah, right.
And Lester bats all the time.
I know. Well, he's not been awful. His year. Chris Sale last night, watching that game and seeing him do what he did to that lineup on the best team in baseball just reinforced a couple things. Number one, he's pitching as well as anybody better than anybody in the league not named Max Scherzer. So Scherzer and Sale and everybody else, right?
Yep, no question.
Number two, you know, you can make any argument you want. You can spend the next 7 days writing about it, talking about it. I'm not trading him for anything. There's
nobody could afford the price it would take to get him out of here.
Yeah, give me a starting infield, a full of all-star potential guys, maybe. Give me a starting outfield full of potential all-stars, maybe. I want Chris Sale making history in my uniform.
He's pitching here.
And so. Tyler Flowers got a nice big hit. Chris Sale gets two game balls to put on his mantle, one for his first major league hit, one for striking out 10 guys for what was the actual record? Pedro Martinez is the only other guy in Major League history to do.
Eight straight games with 10
double,
Ks.
Eight straight
double
games.
Double-digit strikeouts.
With
correct.
10, yeah, strikeouts or more.
Guy's just a monster.
And David Robertson made Sox fans a little nervous again.
Gave up two hits in the ninth.
That was
the 10th.
Like,
was 10th or 11th? 11th. 10th. He gave up two back-to-back singles, and they got out.
And you got a sense of, here we go again.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed Chris Sale in the dugout before the inning. He was all loose and happy, and you're wondering, oh, I hope this doesn't – hope he's smiling after the
And then you're waiting for Xavier Scruggs to line one down the line and score the winning run. And
good for the Sox, though. They had a day off. They had a lot of chatter.
And they got it done.
About Robin.
Good win.
And stuff.
Good win.
And stuff.
A couple of other housekeeping things. I told you I'd give you my lines if I started the season today.
Yeah, okay.
I've got Taves at center on the first line.
Right. That's a tough one.
Hossa and Dano on the wings.
Oh, you're putting Dano on the top line already.
Yeah.
Okay.
Second line is Anisimov at center with Koehner and Shaw.
No.
Really? Okay. Ryan Hartman?
Keep going.
Third line I have Hartman and Tavo haven't decided.
Yeah, Hartman already in the
he's making the team.
On the team.
Based on who's on their roster today, I don't know who they're trading
Hartman
for.
Hartman and who else?
Tavo. And then I have a third line is Marcus Kruger, Andrew Desjardins, and Joakim Nordstrom.
That's the fourth line?
Yeah.
Nordstrom, Desjardins, and Krugs. Desjardins got a sign. He's getting some interest. He's going to get some interest, I bet. Who knows? I mean, he may be a guy that you would not want to lose. But I could see Nordstrom, Krugs, and Desjardins being a good fourth line. Your third line is Tavo.
Hartman. And I don't know who.
And
they got to acquire more.
What about Morin? Jeremy Morin?
Maybe.
I think you're going to have a veteran in that mix somewhere.
Probably.
I don't know that.
Because you trade Sharp and Bickle. See, I don't have them anywhere because I'm assuming they'll be gone.
Yeah, Maybe
I could go top line of Taves, Hossa, Sharp, and then go Dano, Anisimov, Kane, and then go Tavo, Hartman, and Dano on the third line.
Andrew Shaw's position will be interesting.
Norris
so will
from Kruger to Jarrett in the fourth line.
What do you do with Andrew Shaw? Is he a center? Is he a wing? Same with Tavo, the question you ask. You figure Tavo might be that third line center if they give him an opportunity to do that. Vermette likely to be here. Would you bring Brad Richards back to be your third line center?
Yeah, if he'd come here for tip money.
Well, veterans minimum. Is there a veterans minimum in the NHL?
No, but give him $1 million or whatever it is. If he
could
do that.
Could he do that? That's why I wonder, you know, we're all so quick to say, well, this means he won't come back. I don't really know what I'm basing that on other than speculation.
Never know.
And that's dangerous. So you had another bit of housekeeping.
Yes, from the Committed Indian,
yeah,
which is a very good hockey blog.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I know some are balking that Artie, the one-man party, that's his brother's nickname for him at Columbus, got an extension of $4.5 million per year. Might end up only being $1 million less than Saad eventually gets. Two different factors. These are good. One, Anisimov was heading into unrestricted free agency. Big difference than a restricted free agent. Two, he's a center, and that's simply more valuable than a wing. Play it out. Hawks signed Saad for what he was asking for 4 years. He hits unrestricted free agency, all the while becoming the player we all think he might alongside Jonathan Toews. How much is he going to want then? $8 million a year? That might be conservative 4 years from now. You have to think down the road with a salary cap. Add in, you'll still be paying Toews, Kane, Keith, Seabrook, whose deal is up in a year, Jalmerson, whose deal will be up shortly. Tavo will be on his second contract. Crawford might still be here, assuming the meatballs haven't had him killed after his third or fourth cup. There's probably a host of recapture penalty to worry about because of the way they structured that deal. If he's not playing, they'd have to take money in on their cap, even though they don't have him. Add in all that, you don't have much in cap space. That's why they had to make this deal. Had to happen when you add in all the other stuff that's coming down the road. It's
well,
not
it
just
helps
about
you justify
next season.
Making the deal. I don't know that it makes you had to make the deal. It certainly helps you justify it.
Well, you want to be able to sign Brent Seabrook next year?
Well, you don't know. Maybe. Maybe.
What do you mean maybe?
Maybe.
No, Brent Seabrook,
maybe.
I don't want out of here.
Maybe. Brandon Saad's no slouch.
I'm not saying he is.
You have to start thinking young. How old will Brent Seabrook be at the end of his contract? He'd be in his mid-30s.
Well, how old is he right now?
Probably about 32, I would think.
I'm saying he's younger than that.
I think he's 32.
Brent Seabrook, Chicago Blackhawks, 30.
Okay.
Next April, so he's got a whole year. The end of next year, he'd be 31.
All right.
He just turned 30 April 20th.
So you are?
I'm re-signing him.
Re-signing him. Oh.
And he's making $5 million now, so that's not going to be cheap.
None of these guys are going to be cheap. You win, that's the price of winning. It's called championship inflation.
With the departure of Saad, who has the best hair on the team?
Well, you know, that's a tough one because
Brent Seabrook's got pretty
Saad
good hair.
Saad certainly had the best playoff beard going. There's no question about
or
that.
Him or Darling, but Darling always has
Darling
a beard.
Always has a beard, so he's got all year to work on that thing. Saad looks like a choir boy up until April 15th, and then all of a sudden he looks like a lumberjack for the next 2 months. And it happens like overnight. He goes home. He comes to practice for the first playoff game. All of a sudden, it's like, wow, who's that? He like grows it overnight.
Best hair on the team, probably Brent Seabrook.
Really?
Pretty good.
I don't know. Oh, yeah, Vermette gone too. It was very. He had a very nice hairdo.
Nice hairdo. Exactly.
Oui, oui. You're very good.
All right, 312-235-2525.
Right, we have to do. You decide when we get back.
Yes, you decide, and then that's whack, bro. All
and you're
going
to let me know what I'm deciding, right?
I already told you.
Okay, and I was listening, too. So we will come back, and
glad
I'll have an answer for you.
You were paying attention. Take a time out. Don't forget, coming up today on Comcast Sportsnet, I know where I have my sheets over here, Sports Talk Live I'll have for you at 5:30. Sportsnet Central, 6:30. Sox at Cards tonight at 7. And don't forget, you can win a pair of tickets to Friday's Cubs game if you have the best. That's whack, bro. Today at 11:25.
We'll 773 says tickets to the Cubs instead of after Lou Malnati's. That's whack, bro.
Wow.
Must be a Sox fan.
Absolutely. We'll take time out. We'll be right back.
This is the Cap and Haw Show from CSN Chicago and streaming on WGN Plus.
Hey, Kevin Hall, brought to you by Horowitz, Horowitz & Associates, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers. They won the largest verdict for a brain injury in Illinois history, the largest verdict for a back injury in Illinois history, and the largest verdict for a neck injury in Illinois history. That's the triple crown of lawyering. Horowitz, Horowitz & Associates, these guys win. Thank you for your support.
Yep.
All right, time now for You Decide.
Okay.
Brought to you by our fine friends at Wintrust Community Bank. So I'm going to let you decide, David Haw. You are in Brandon Saad's skates. You can stay with the Blackhawks for 2 years and 6.4, 3.2 a year. Or you can go to the Columbus Blue Jackets for 6 years and $36 million. What would you
do? That's a tough one. That's a tough one. It's easy to say right now. I would want to have a I would know going in that what I wanted to do was get the most out of my career. I'm 22 years old, and I look at what I have accomplished so far in three full seasons, right? Brandon Saad's played three full seasons only.
Correct.
And has two Stanley Cup championship
Correct.
Rings. And I'm thinking I'm off to a pretty good start, and I have an opportunity to do something not only that would help me realize my potential and all that I ever really wanted to do as a hockey player, but something truly historic, to be part of something that is one of those things in NHL history that just doesn't happen,
right?
Except for once every generation.
You have like six cups
10,
in your
15,
career.
Yeah, 20 years, you know? I would probably have the mindset, if I'm 22 years old, well, you know what? I can't really relate to what $6 million is. I don't know what that means. I don't know what $6 million a year means to my ability to buy what I need, to afford what I need, to put my family in. I don't have a family. I have my mom and dad and my brother. You know, that's my family. I'm not married. He's not married, right?
Correct.
I don't have children.
Correct.
I don't have a mortgage, two car payments, you know, all sorts of things that you have when you're in a family way. I think I might stay. I think I might do everything that I can in my power to stay and have everybody else around the outside say, you just passed up $3 million more a year? Oh my gosh. Well, that's coming from people that are like you and me and in the workforce and people that can't relate to it. If you're a 22-year-old professional hockey player, I think you want to put yourself in the best situation to play, where you're happiest, where you're getting most fulfillment out of your career, out of your the game that you love to play for a living. I might stay. Because hockey players are all about the next shift, all about the next game, all about the next season. And if I'm looking at it that way, I want to win, and I want to win now.
Okay, and then 2 years from now, you're a free agent, but shortly before the end of the season, you blew out your ACL, and you've had a lingering back injury all year. You're a free agent, and the money dries up.
How much does it dry up?
Am
I only going to be able to live off of $2 million a year?
You've been Derrick Rose, and you've had two straight years of injuries.
All right.
And now someone is offering you a one-year deal at $2 million to see if you're healthy.
Is it the Blackhawks? Am I staying in town? Are they betraying me? Are they just letting me go out, and they're not rewarding my loyalty with
Okay, they're offering you 1 year, $2 million.
I might sign that again and say, oh, gosh.
Well, you have
know,
to
I
now.
I learned the hard way. But I probably, you know, will have some sense of regret. I don't know, and it's impossible to answer. Would that regret outweigh the regret you might feel when you're sitting there alone in Columbus while the Blackhawks are winning another Stanley Cup and you're sitting there at some Columbus sports bar watching it happen?
Okay. Blair Haw is 22.
You always bring the parent card on me here.
I do.
Yeah.
And Blair has been a hell of a hockey player. He's a great kid. Not married. Doesn't have kids that you know of. Nothing. And you like that one. And he gets the offer, 6 years, $36 million, or thereabouts, $30 million, whatever, and the Hawks are 3.2 for 2 years. And you know, Blair doesn't come from generational wealth. You just are a working guy like all of us. You got to pay your bills every month, live check to check. He goes, Dad, this money changes our lives forever. What do I do?
Well, son, you're right. That money does change your lives, but so does $3 million a year change your life. And I can't relate to that either.
Dad, after taxes, that's like $1.7 million.
And after taxes, your $6 million is what, like 3.2?
It's a lot of money.
Still a lot of money. It's still more money than you ever probably have a right to make as an athlete. You have a right to make whatever you want as an athlete, but I think that is something that's hard to relate to. Just be happy. What will make you happiest as a dad? What will make you happiest and most fulfilled as a hockey player? Are you happy here? Do you like what you are, your surroundings? Are you challenged? Are you successful? If all the answers are yes, then I don't know that you disturb the status quo. Maybe that's a cop-out, and maybe that's unrealistic, but that would be my first reaction. That would be what I would decide.
I understand where Brandon Saad's mind is, and I'm not criticizing him for taking the money. My only criticism is don't stand up there and keep saying it's about championships, not money. It was about money. Just admit it. Hey, man, they gave me so much damn money, there's nothing I could do. I get that.
That's well put.
Really?
I'm not laughing at you.
I want one athlete to have the temerity to walk up to the podium or do the conference call and go, you know what? I loved it in Chicago. But they gave me so much damn money, there's nothing I could do about it. We're talking insane money.
You'd have more respect for him now.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
I know why you would say that.
Hey, Wintrust loves a good rivalry. Who doesn't? I do. Here in Chicago, we've got one of the best. Cubs, Sox, North Side, South Side, Blue versus Black. Put your money where your heart is, Chicago. Decide for your side with a Cubs or White Sox checking account from your local Wintrust Community Bank. It even comes with your very own Cubs or Sox debit card, so you can show your baseball pride every time you make a purchase. Plus, cheer for your team tweeting or Instagramming with the hashtag DecideCubs or hashtag DecideSox. When you choose either online or in the bank, you'll help Wintrust donate up to $500,000 to Cubs and White Sox charities. Follow along online. See whose fans are cheering the loudest to learn more at Wintrust.com/you decide. Banking services provided by Wintrust Community Banks. Chicago Cubs, Chicago White Sox trademarks used with permission. Member FDIC. All right, it's time for That's Whack, Bro. And the winner, two tickets to go to the Cubs and the Marlins on Friday. Be right back. JD and Len are going to be out there, as I've said, like 50 times already this morning. Holly and I are doing the pregame there.
Yep.
JD and Len are doing the broadcast in the bleachers. They do it every year, so it'll be a lot of fun.
But these tickets are far away from you guys, right?
Far away from me and Holly.
That's good.
Okay? And I will not have a pink shirt on that day. But I might wear something funky. Take a timeout. We'll be right back.
Things just aren't right.
That's whack.
That is whack.
When situations become
unacceptable. It's unacceptable.
And people, well, they do things that just ain't cool.
It's whack to me. It's whack, bro. It's whack.
I guess you could say, that's whack, bro.
That's whack, bro.
That's whack, bro.
All right, one of our favorite games to play. Creation of the great David Haw called That's Whack, Bro. You come up with something you think is just...
Yeah.
That's whack, bro, in sports.
Not right.
You
doesn't
tell
sit
us,
right with
and
you.
Then you end your statement by saying, that's whack, bro.
Yeah, like getting three in a row here. Like Haw making Jen Latta cry on her last day and not offering her a tissue. That's whack, bro.
I heard you gave her like these sandpaper
I did.
Paper towels.
I did offer the paper towels.
These things are not soft on your nose.
But it was the only thing. It wasn't her nose cap. She was crying from her eyes. She was.
Well, but
she was
when you cry, you get...
Yeah, but she was more. It was more a teardrop thing. It was all over, and I did have only that to offer her. We need Kleenex in the studio, please.
You could have gotten up.
That's whack, bro.
Taken that blue shirt and put your arm out and let her
leave my blue alone. Get a lot of reaction to your pink shirt. Looking here, 773. I hired Horowitz and Horowitz because Cap's shirt burned my retinas. That's whack, bro.
That's just weak. 312-235-2525.
630, Bobby Bonilla making more money than Matt Harvey or Mike Trout this season. That's whack, bro.
That Hulk thing with the St. Louis Spirits. When we get time, we're going to go through the most insane contracts in sports history.
Yeah,
Bruce
because
Suter.
He's still making
Bruce
money.
Bruce Suter is still getting paid from the 85 contract he signed with the Braves.
And Bonilla is still getting paid with the Mets. So let's go to the phone lines.
All right, let's go. We'll start with Aldo. NFC North barkeeper in okay. Arlington Heights. Hi, Aldo.
Hey, Aldo.
Hey, guys. I love you, love your show, and I love the Blackhawks. But there are dozens of Blackhawk fans who are tweeting, in Bowman we trust. And while Hawk fans do owe Stan Bowman a certain amount of gratitude, I want to caution those fans not to place blind loyalty in Mr. Bowman. We have to remember that Stan Bowman had nothing to do with drafting Duncan Keith, Brent Seabrook, Jonathan Toews, Patrick Kane, Corey Crawford, or in the trade acquisitions of Patrick Sharp, Marian Hossa, and our good buddy Brian Campbell. I won't even list the atrocious trades he's made, like Kimmo Timonen. Fans must remember that Stan Bowman was hired with a silver spoon of all-star players. So when they hashtag "In Bowman We Trust," I hashtag "That's whack, bro."
All right, Aldo.
Aldo.
I don't know. No.
Yes.
Aldo. Okay. Thanks for the phone call. Fans who aren't giving Stan Bowman due credit for the two cups he won after 2010. That's whack, bro.
We got to give him for the effort. How about a pizza?
Okay.
We'll send you to Lou Malnati's.
All right, guys.
Good effort. Hold on, Aldo.
Thanks, Aldo. Come on.
And he gets an Apt gift certificate. Give him Apt and Lou Malnati's.
You can't penalize a guy for what he inherited.
Agreed. Three, I just like the creativity, how passionate Aldo was.
He brought it. All right.
He brought it.
He did. He set a good standard.
Bob Kubiak, our guy.
Yeah.
Says, Jerry Reinsdorf firing Thibs but not holding Williams, Hahn, and Ventura accountable for numerous bad signings and poor play. That's whack, bro. Hahn not taking the opportunity to blast Cap for patronizing a men-only country
I thought
club
of that, believe
week.
Me, it crossed my mind. I did not want to go down that road, though, because I knew it would just fire you up and we'd get off track more
Cap
than we usually do.
Cap taking off more days than D-Rose.
I like that one, too.
My God.
That's a good one.
I only get a certain number of vacation days.
Yeah.
312-235-2525. Let's see.
Let's go to Colin in Morris.
Colin in Morris, Illinois. Hey, Colin.
Hey, Cap. Love you guys. Big fan.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. Scottie Pippen comparing his game to LeBron's game. That's whack, bro.
You're right there. Exactly. Good one, Colin. Appreciate the phone call. That's a hog. Cap letting Haw steal his Cubs. What did I steal from you?
I don't know.
Now I lost it. They're saying Cap letting Haw steal his Cubs thunder. That's whack, bro.
I don't know what that is.
I don't either.
Joseph Mayoff. Cap is an idiot. I hear that Sod should have taken less money to sign with the Blackhawks, but you didn't hear him say that when Kane and Tave signed their deals. That's whack, bro. They actually took potentially $3 million a year less. Just because they got a ton of money, they're superstars. They hit the free agent market and explored other deals. You're talking about guys making well north of 12, maybe 13, 14 million.
Okay. 708, Cap continuing to defend John Lester with four wins going into the All-Star break. That's whack, bro.
Okay. I'm a loyal guy. Just call me Jerry. 312-235-2525. Let's see. How about Mike in Valparaiso, Indiana?
There you go, Hunter.
Hey, Mike.
What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Cap with his bald head, giving his opinion on who has the best hair on the Blackhawks. That's whack, bro.
Oh,
that's pretty good. Can't I give advice because I'm bald?
I know. What's that? Doesn't disqualify you.
312-235-2525, Brad and Joliet. Hey, Brad.
Hey, Brad.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, not being able to listen to Jen and JD and having to watch the Cubs broadcast on ESPN and listen to John Kruk talk crap about the Cubs. That's whack, bro.
Yeah, that's a good one. I heard from a couple people after the Sunday night ESPN broadcast.
Thanks, buddy. 312-235-2525.
Cap letting Haw steal his Cubs passion. That's whack, bro. It's okay to say the Cubs are going to the World Series. Enjoy the ride.
I haven't gone that far yet.
No, and I don't know what he's referring to.
That was outstanding.
Our buddy Magoo, being a 58-year-old Hawks fan and never seeing the Stanley Cup up close, and being a retired captain paramedic of Evanston Truck Company number 23, right next to Evanston Hospital. And now, the Stanley Cup's at Evanston Hospital yesterday as the Grim Reaper gets closer to my doorbell. That's whack, bro. Magoo from Glenview. Thanks,
good one,
Magoo.
Good one, Magoo. Why is there not a Taylor Swift poster writing Secretariat in between you two to cover all the cross-references in the future? That's whack, bro.
Dan in East Peoria.
We do need a Taylor Swift poster in here somewhere. That's a great idea.
Take it off the above your bed.
That's a good one there, Cappy.
Dan in East Peoria. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Dan.
Hi, guys. I got one from yesterday's show for Mr. Haw.
Okay.
Him getting a chance to eat anything he wants, and he puts a vegetable in there to balance things out. That's whack, bro.
Dan, you're getting Malnati's and Apt.
Oh, that's great. Thanks.
Hang on. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So Aldo and Dan, our first tours. Your meal yesterday. Some of the stuff you said you used to eat.
What?
I came home and one of my kids said, what in the hell do they eat in Indiana?
Fried chicken, onion rings, cinnamon jello.
Cinnamon jello. That was the one,
cinnamon
right?
jello.
That was one, and there was something else.
Elephant ears.
No. No, there was something you said you ate as a kid.
Stark County Fair, Mid-Festival.
There was something you ate as a kid.
Oh,
cinnamon jello, and there was something else. And my one of my kids, Alex, goes, it just sound awful.
Stop knocking Hoosiers.
Let's see. Scott in Algonquin, Illinois. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Cap. Cap, this one, you should know this one real well. Our boy, Matt Forte, you know, Mr. Condescending interview that he is?
Yep.
He can't make the Piccolo Awards because it's too much for his schedule. But he made it to Family Feud Celebrity Edition last weekend. Now that's whack, bro.
That's a Cub game.
You're going to Cub game.
That's a Cub game.
Thanks, you guys.
All right, hold on. Hang on. That's phenomenal.
And a kickball tournament.
Give Scott Lou Malnati's and the Cub game.
And the kickball tournament
so
was for
charity.
So
you're going to lose after the Cub game. That is phenomenal.
That's a good one.
Yeah. That was awesome.
Cap supporting Chris Christie. That's whack, bro.
Oh, please. Come on.
I'm just reading.
John in Brookfield. Hey, John.
Hey, Noodles. What's up, buddy?
What's going on there, Sparkles?
Hey, yeah. All NBA players making millions of dollars shooting the ball from all over the court under all kind of pressure and slapping each other five after each free throw. Now, that's whacked, bro.
Yeah,
completely agree with you. They even give them five when they miss. Good one.
Just turning on the show and hear Haw calling Cap his son. That's whack, bro. Did I call you my son? I didn't call you my son.
I don't think so.
No, you were asking me
about your son.
You're saying you were Blair, and I said something like son. Yeah,
right.
Somebody's probably got the impression I was saying son. Cap, you're my son.
Correct. No, we were discussing the brand.
You're my crazy uncle.
We were playing. Yeah, exactly. We were playing.
You're the crazy uncle who's a bad influence on my child. That's what you are. Yes.
Get this. Hey, Mike. So Blair sees me at United Center, and I'm wearing a pink and white striped tie. Haw's looking at the tie like, who would wear that thing? Blair shows up with Allison, his beautiful wife, and says, hey, Cap, I love your tie. He was like crushed. Like, what? So now Blair yesterday, guess what he went and did?
Got a pink tie.
He got a manicure. He went and got a manicure, which I get all the time.
Yeah.
And Haw's like, what?
Yeah.
Turning into Cap.
That's whack, bro. Okay. The influences of Kaplan and peer pressure, that's whack, bro.
Oh, that was so funny.
Yeah. No, not really.
Oh, I think it's just phenomenal.
When was the last time you got one, Cappy?
Yesterday. Yeah.
2 days ago, wasn't it?
2 days ago. 2 days ago, buddy. Yep. 312-235-2525. By the way, Tyler Schlager on Twitter. The moment you find a fake Twitter profile of at the Cap Man, that's whack, bro.
The intro to the Cap and Haw show showing you guys putting on suits and then all you do is wear polos. That's whack, bro.
They got to change that. That's Jessica Felton, Comcast Sportsnet. Do your job.
That was a year ago.
Need a new open.
Yeah, it'd be good. Timely.
Need a new open. Anyway, to the phones.
Back to the phones.
Your job.
Thanks, Thibs. Let's go back to the phones. Mike in Moline. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how's it going, Cap?
What's up,
hey,
Cookie?
Mike.
Hey, buddy. My son always calls from Chicago Heights. His name is Mike, too. You always call him Sparkles.
Oh, there you go. You got it, Sparkles.
Anyway, the only thing I wanted to say is we've gotten all this talent and base for the Cubs for hitting. And all these years, we haven't gotten one starter that can pitch over 90 miles an hour. That's whack, bro.
What do you mean one starter that could go over 90 miles an hour?
Everybody, it seems like we get our starters, our starting pitching. We haven't seen a starter come up from AAA yet.
I don't know, Mike. Today's not the day to complain about Cubs starting pitching. Thanks for the phone call.
And you got 95 for Arrieta. Lester sits at 92, 93. Yeah, no, they're okay. Jason Hamill's there.
Yeah. Cap shamelessly sporting a Butler National shirt 2 days in a row, hoping to get a free round. That's whack, bro.
I already got the free round last week. John in LaPorte, Indiana. Hey, John.
Hey, John.
Hey, guys. Hey, Cap, putting himself in the category of being a living paycheck to paycheck when he has 10 jobs. That's whack, bro.
You got an ex-wife, so let me just trust
me. Hey, give me the Cubs tickets.
Just trust me, John. Paycheck to paycheck.
Thanks, John. Appreciate
See you,
it.
Buddy. 312. Why do you think I work 10 jobs? 312-235-2525.
Get a little personal here today. Come on.
Love it.
Airing my son's dirty laundry and all right.
Tim South Bend. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, guys. Any possible Cub trade right now that somebody would want to include Addison Russell? That's whacked, bro.
Yes, thank you very much.
Very good.
That's the currency you protect. That's what you hoard.
That's why
if
you trade Castro.
The Ricketts family. No, I got one on here. Cap wanting to trade Castro all the time. That's whack, bro.
Have you looked at his peripherals?
I mean, peripherals, but things around him? What? What do you mean the peripherals?
Cap, by the way, Jessica Felton on Twitter, working on it at the Cap, man. Jeez, tough crowd. I don't think you listen to enough Taylor today. That's whack, bro.
That's true. She's got a point there. Cap not being able to use his Apple Watch. That's whack, bro.
Brandon Hembro, Jen Latta leaving Chicago for ESPN. Happy for her, but that's whack, bro.
Cap having two water bottles. That's whack, bro.
Why?
Yeah, thank you very much, by the way.
What?
No, I don't want any. Good. I'm good.
All you had to do was ask.
I'm good.
I would have given
you
one.
Two water bottles there just for the whole show. And no, I'm good. Thanks.
Wow.
No problem.
312-235-2525. We'll continue because there's a lot of good ones.
Ooh, 773.
Mitch in hometown, Greg in Lake Zurich, Jerry in Homewood.
Did you ever think about this one, Cap? Cap hosting a show whose initials spell out the team he hates the most. STL. That's whack, bro.
That is a good one. That is a good one. Anyway, 312-235-2525. And tell Jessica Felton she does not get Lou Malnati's app yet.
I thought she did
She's got to do a new promo
She did a tremendous
open.
Job in her promo. Great acting job Jessica did.
She was excellent.
Excellent.
Christina Quinn, I thought, stole the show.
She was very good, too. Felton, underrated performance.
Yeah. You know,
considering how many takes it took to get that on the screen.
Do you realize 37 yeah. takes took them over 2 days to get her lines right.
And it was worth it because it's very good stuff.
Very good stuff. But I thought she was a better reader than that. 4th of July fast approaching. MyPillow has a Made in the USA offer for the Cap and Hall audience. 2-for-1 on MyPillows all week long. MyPillow guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. Right now, 2-for-1. Take advantage. First night you sleep on a MyPillow like I did last night, you'll understand why they've sold over 5 million. I told the story. My wife bought these online, said, we're going to try these. Phenomenal. I went to sales and said, you got to get these people to advertise. I'm their greatest spokesman because I bought them. Love them. MyPillow. 4 support levels conform to your preferred shape, even a built-in cooling effect, keeping your head cool throughout the night. Perfect for summer sleeping. MyPillow, a 10-year, will not go flat warranty. They even let you sleep on it for 60 nights. And if it's not the very best you've ever owned, they refund 100% of the purchase price. That's how confident MyPillow is in their product. Right now, 2-for-1 on a MyPillow. Your promo code is KAP. Use it at MyPillow.com or 800-299-5854. 800-299-5854. MyPillow.com. Promo code KAP. Cap. 2-for-1 this week only. 312-235-2525. Be right back.
You're listening to the Cap and Haw Show.
It's whack to me. It's whack, bro. It's whack.
Thank you, Brandon. Welcome back to That's Whack, Bro on Cap and Haw here on Comcast Sportsnet at WGN Plus. Yes. What do you got over there on the text line?
815, the fact that Cap duped 2 women into marrying him. That's whack, bro.
Thank you. Very good one. John in Frankfurt. Hey, John, you're up.
Hi. First thing before I get to my whacks, bro, talking about money in hockey, how much do the hockey players get for winning the cup?
I don't know what the Hawks got. I don't think they've come through with that yet. Let me see if I can find that.
Not sure. Not sure, John.
Who cares?
We'll look that up.
Okay, my wax pro is David Kaplan driving a Top Fuel dragster at Route 66 Rate Dragway. That's wax pro.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it, John. I actually did that.
You did?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and I had 0.001 reaction time.
When did you do this?
Last summer. Scott Paddock brought me out there to do
it. Yeah, okay. I do vaguely remember this now.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. Mitch in hometown. He's a regular. Hey, Mitch. What's up there, Cookie?
Hello. This is actually Rory in hometown. I'm Mitchell's son.
Okay.
Charlie Sheen passed out at a strip club, has scored more than the White Sox with the bases loaded and nobody out. That's whack, bro.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks.
Have
Mitch's
a good
son.
Day, Mitch's son. See you later. Thanks a lot. Let's see. Who's next?
773 is an astute listener. Cap inferring that my son has children that I don't know about. That's whack, bro.
Paying attention. Jerry in Homewood.
Yo, what's up, guys?
What's up?
Hey, what's whack, bro? Let me tell you. The Bulls re-signed Kurt Heinrich. The Bulls still haven't got rid of Nassim Muhammad, and the Bears kept Jay Cutler. That is whack, bro.
Very well done, Jerry. Hang on, Jerry. We're going to send you pizza at Lou Malnati's.
Good stuff.
Nicely done. And a gift card to APT, A-B-T. 312-235-2525. Jeff in Rochelle, Illinois. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Big fan. Mine is Cap with that pink shirt. I have to adjust my color on my TV. That's whack, bro.
Nice, Jeff. Thanks a lot.
That's a nice
Best
one.
Best of the family. Nice one. Let's see.
Here's an elaborate one. You got to give him. Got to read it just because of all the effort he put into it. Cap ordered Lou Malnati's pizza for delivery so we could watch the Cubs play World Series Game 7 on WGN on his big screen TV he purchased from App, so he fell asleep on my pillow and missed Chris Bryant's game-winning homer to win the World Series. That's whack, bro.
Thank you. He went to a lot of effort for
he
that
did.
One.
He did.
Greg in Lake Zurich. Hey, Greg.
Hey. Love your show, by the way. My
Thank you.
Comment is Brandon Saad is 2 months younger than I am. And he's going to make north of $6 million. I just finished college, and my loans are approaching $6.5 million. That's whack, bro.
There you go, buddy.
Where did you go to college?
Yeah, exactly. Where'd you go? Yikes. Oxford?
Thanks for the phone call.
Thanks, pal. Appreciate it.
Couple more.
Nicole in Frankfurt. Yep. Hey, Nicole.
Hey, guys. Love your show.
Thank you. We love you.
Fraud Mello's wife, Lala, going topless on Saturday's episode of Power. Did not show all of the Anthony family shuts it down. That's whack, bro.
That's a good
Nicely
one.
Nicely done, Nicole.
That's a good one, Nicole.
Hang on. We'll send you to Lou Malnati's, all right?
Thank you.
Even worked in the Fraud Mello reference just to impress
Cap. The Fraud Mello reference got her
it
that
did.
Lou Malnati's.
You perked up
and
there.
Apt
you stopped
gift certificate.
You stopped the three things you were doing and you said, Fraud Mello.
I love you, Nicole. Mark in Belmont.
Hey, Mark.
Hi, Dave. Hey, Kaplan. I love your guys' show. My question is about the Blackhawks. The Hawks win the Stanley Cup and then trading one of your best players away that's won two Stanley Cups with you in the clutch and then, trading him away, man, like that. That's whack, bro.
Okay. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. By the way, someone asked what they players get paid.
Yes.
The latest results that I can find is that there was a $13 million pool for the 2013 playoffs. The Blackhawks split $3.75 million as a group.
That's good.
So probably 30 shares. I don't know. Maybe 300 grand a piece, something like that.
630. Cap wearing
Maybe
pink.
100 grand.
Cap wearing pink and getting the manicures. You sure he's not the ex-wife? That's whack, bro.
It's pretty good.
You get a lot of abuse here.
That's
you
all
take
right.
It well. You take
My
it well.
Shoulders are... Just fine. Bring it on. Let's see. Do we have time for one more? Let's get Robert in Bellwood.
Okay.
Hey, Robert. More. What's up, Cookie?
Hey, Robert.
What's going on, gentlemen? How you guys doing today?
Good. How are you, bud?
All right. The Bears keeping Jay Cutler. The Bulls not going after a better proven guard to back him up for the Chicago Bulls. That's whack, bro.
Don't disagree with you there, Robert. Nicely done, buddy. Thanks for calling. 312-235-2525. Put that on your speed dial.
Good.
That's
good
how we play
today.
That's whack.
Lively.
Bro.
Lively. A lot of good content. A lot of good.
Oh,
digs.
I know what I wanted to have for a whack, bro.
What was it?
For you.
For me.
Yeah. When Ben Bishop was playing with that horrific life-threatening injury in the playoffs against the Hawks.
Yeah.
And I came in here and said it was a bunch of fraud.
Yeah.
And you said, how can you say that?
You didn't know it then. He was injured. He was injured.
No.
Yes.
He hit four home runs at the Rays game the other day, back-to-back in batting practice, and then said, the media overblew it. It wasn't that bad. You took the bait, hook, line, and sinker. You and Edzo.
And his coach, too.
All of them did.
Because he took him out of the game because he was injured. Why would you remove yourself from a Stanley Cup final game unless you were injured?
Then why would he?
Just to sell it to the media? I'm going to show him. I'm going to take myself out of this game in the third period because I really want to prove my point.
I think he had diarrhea. Yeah. I think he had a bad stomach from something he ate.
I don't think so.
And he was embarrassed by it.
The rest of it was just an elaborate ruse just to kind of sell it.
It was a little tweak. He was not that injured. And he even admitted, you guys in the media way overblew it.
Well, he can criticize the media for overblowing it. I think he was injured. I think he healed fast. I don't think it was as bad as they implied, but I do think he was impaired.
Name me the number one, before we get out of here, number one selling jersey in the NBA this year.
This year would be Russell Westbrook.
That would be incorrect.
That would be LeBron.
That would be incorrect.
Boy. Not Westbrook. No, Anthony Davis.
That'd be incorrect. Who, by the way, agreed to a $140 million extension this morning. So forget about him coming here.
Yep, that's why I asked Sean Devaney about it. Who does have
number one? Stephen Curry.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Steph Curry. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Hey, just got a text from somebody, delayed That's Whack Bro entry, about you blocking somebody on Twitter.
Who'd I block?
And somebody else tweeted me to give you a message because you blocked them.
Who'd I block?
I don't know.
Well, tell me who it is and I'll unblock
them. It's an area code. No, you won't. Why would you unblock them? You certainly had a reason to block them. Keep them blocked. Don't back down because somebody's complaining about being blocked. That's too easy. I blocked them for a reason. Stop.
I'll let him back in the club.
No.
You want to be inside the circle? Give you another chance.
Don't necessarily need to do that. Twitter's elective. It's like a course. You take the courses you have to take. Your math, your English, your history. Twitter's like, yoga, or it's an elective. Yeah, something that you take you don't have to take. Big deal. You block whoever you want. There are no rules.
No.
Yeah.
Either you're in the circle or you're out of the circle.
People get really nasty.
I have no problem if people want to fire on me for an opinion, but when you drop the profanity in there and you get personal with a bunch of garbage, bye. Done. Don't waste my time. See you later.
Yeah. And one of the things about blocking people on Twitter is that you should not have to explain it. There really is no reason to explain it.
Right.
It's fine.
That's it. That's it.
People will move on. They have plenty of other options to follow, to interact with. It's social media. So, no big deal.
It is what it is.
I was just passing along. So what do we got going on the show tonight? The big STL.
The big Sports Talk Live. Hold on. I'll tell you exactly who's on because I think I just got an email from the great Danielle Wysocki.
And as we sort of wait for you to check that out, the Bulls should not be.
Mike Dunleavy just confirmed.
He
will be on the show.
Oh, on STL?
Yes.
Excellent.
How about that?
That's a good get.
Mike Dunleavy. Way to go, Danny Wysocki.
All right.
Just got an email. Says, be here. Mike Dunleavy is going to tape with you.
Jimmy Buffett.
And today's panel will be Sahadev Sharma.
Okay.
It will be Jason Goff and Mark Potash. There you go.
Oh, Potsy coming too.
Potsy coming in.
I'm curious to see what he thinks of the Brandon Saad deal.
So, lots to
he's
do.
He's always got a different way to look into things.
5:30, Sports Talk Live. Michael Dunleavy will join us. Sportsnet Central, 6:30. Sox at Cardinals tonight at 7 on CSN. And again, don't forget, we'll be live in the bleachers with Len and JD. So we gave out those tickets today.
Back here tomorrow.
Friday's Cubs game. Holly and I at Wrigley for pre and post.
Thanks for watching.
Friday.
Putting up with that pink shirt.
I'll have a better one for you tomorrow. Have a great night.
All right.
See ya.
All right. Well, see you later.